Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. And we are it's a weird time because we're reaching the zenith of this collectivist mindset. And it's always about the greater good. But, and it always leads in one place for the people that are not part of the collective. Let me do a little setup for you. For over 2,000 years, the Hippocratic Oath has guided doctors with a mandate, first, do no harm. So, the question becomes, what happens when a doctor thinks that the best thing they can do is kill their patient because it harms them to let them live? And this is what you find in Canada right now under the MAID, Medical Assistance in Dying Program, which encourages and facilitates patient deaths. And as the song goes, it's murder by numbers, 1, 2, 3. It's easy to learn as your ABCs. The New Atlantis has done a deep dive article entitled No Other Options. Newly revealed documents depict a Canadian euthanasia regime that efficiently ushers the vulnerable to a beautiful death. And the first sentence sets the tone when it comes to medical care in Canada. Stephanie Green says, I find that the act of offering the option of an assisted death is one of the most therapeutic things we do. Ironically, Stephanie is a former OBGYN who once specialized in delivering babies. So she's gone from start helping life begin to helping it end. She and others like her believe that they're being compassionate. Now, this would be true if their job was to deliver a painless death a few days or hours earlier to someone in extreme agony, the kind of suffering that outpaces modern pain relief. But in Canada, it's become increasingly common for people to be offered a lethal injection when they have a chronic complaint that could be managed or are depressed. From the article, a number of recent news articles have reported on Canadians who, driven by poverty and a lack of access to adequate health care, which is supposedly, you know, provided by the country, housing and social services have turned to the country's euthanasia system. In multiple cases, veterans requesting help from Veteran Affairs Canada, at least one asked for PTSD treatment, another one wanted a ramp for her wheelchair. They were asked by caseworkers if they would like to apply for euthanasia. This article details how, despite ostensible safeguards to limit euthanasia to imminently terminal patients in tremendous pain, euthanasia is becoming an alternative to the care that socialized Canadian medical system isn't supplying. And it says the safeguards promised by Trudeau and others to prevent vulnerable people from heading down the road to euthanasia turned out to be vague, pro forma, and easy to get around by doctor shopping. And interviews with patients and their loved ones show that some of them, perhaps many, are making it to the end of the road. Now, just to give you some sense of scale, California and Canada have roughly the same population, just under 40 million. But California, which also legalized doctor-administered death, killed 486 people in 2021. Canada killed 10,064. Stephanie Green, the obstetrician-turned-death doctor, has already killed more than 300 Canadians in the name of compassion and claims that the negative reports are clickbait. But Madeline Lee, a former proponent, testified before a parliamentary committee that safeguards are impotent. And then let's consider Ellen Weeb, MD, who went all out to ensure that a healthy but mentally incapacitated man could die at her hands. In another COMAP, which is Canadian Association of Maid Assessors and Providers seminar recording, we learned of a man who was rejected for maid because, as assessors found, he did not have a serious illness or the capacity to make an informed decision about his own personal health. One assessor concluded it is very clear that he does not qualify. But Dying with Dignity Canada connected him with Ellen Weeb, a prominent euthanasia provider and advocate in Vancouver. She assessed him virtually, found him eligible, and found a second assessor to agree. And he flew all by himself to Vancouver, she said. I picked him up at the airport, brought him to my clinic, and provided for him, meaning she killed him, euthanized him. And Weeb, incidentally, has euthanized over 400 people and considers it the most rewarding work she's ever done. Those videos in the article are not embeddable, if you look for that. So you have to actually go to this article from the New Atlantis, and I would recommend it. And as the California euthanasia law reveals, death panels are a leftist goal in the United States, and death by government is the inevitable endpoint of socialized medicine. A government monopoly that leaves little room for innovation that will increase quality while decreasing costs. And the government will always look to cut costs. And the most expedient way to do that is to kill some people. Expensive patients, you know. Remember, unlike your family, the government does not love you. To the government, you're a widget with a spreadsheet value. Once you have stopped contributing to the system, your value craters. At this moment, this is when a social worker might strongly suggest, that firmly suggest, that you should opt for a painless terminal shot. And she might even add that by taking your now useless life, you're saving Mother Earth from the burden of sustaining another parasitical human. But the problem here is not that right now you can volunteer for this. The problem is that this will work its way into becoming compulsory. Remember Ezekiel Emanuel, the guy who put together Obamacare? He believes that nobody should live past the age of 75, which means, you know, we're losing. You know, Mitch McConnell, you're gone. I don't know if that would actually apply to the political class, but you get what I'm saying. If they get to this point where they're like, well, you know, most of the medical issues would occur after 70, this would become like Logan's Run. Where you get up there and you know, you get into this thing and you're thinking, oh, I'm doing the right thing and everything, and just getting blown away. And they don't have to deal with you anymore. You're done. You're out. Everybody is always young and beautiful. And in the interim, you know, the funny thing about medical science is this. Medical science is doing things like they're doing stem cell research and nanotech research and everything to prolong life and to aid in the quality of life that you may have into a ripe old age. And I'm talking past the century mark. And at the same time, they have these things being put in place by the left where they're going to kill you if you show up and you say, could I have a wheelchair ramp? Possibly. Could, you know. This will also have a, as this continues to spread in Canada, watch and see if they don't start having recruitment problems in the Canadian military. Because if you're getting out there and you become a part of the Canadian veteran system, and it becomes compulsory that you have to be euthanized if you need a little help with PTSD, they're going to have a hard time fielding an army on the ground. They're going to have a really hard time doing that. And with any state employee, it will turn out to be that way. All people will be expected to step up and do what is right for the greater good. And that is the end. That is the end result of the collectivists. This is their end result. You die when you become inconvenient. Don't say I didn't tell you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I'm going to give you a story about somebody in Canada. And then I'm going to give you the overlay of why this is so evil. This is the story of Les Landry. He is a Canadian pensioner Now, he doesn't want to die. 65 years old. 4 years. I mean, I'll be 62 in 3 months. So this is one of my contemporaries. The reason he's decided to end his own life is because he's broke. He's living in poverty. So he has opted for euthanasia. He's awaiting the verdict of a second doctor. If he doesn't get that, he will shop for another doctor. And he's doing this because benefit cuts mean sooner or later I just won't be able to afford to live. And in Canada right now, if you're disabled, it's easier for you to kill yourself than it is for you to get support with whatever disability you may have. And a doctor has looked at this man and said, okay, fine, and signed off on it. Now, no indication that Mr. Landry is sick or ailing or in poor health. This case lays bare the increasingly relaxed approach to euthanasia, which is that's just a euphemism. It's just a euphemism. Now, yes, if you're going to sit back and say, oh, Bill, but it's so much more humane. Is it humane to exist in a society where they control every aspect of your life, and yet when you come to that moment where you're realizing, hey, I'm broke, I can't do this, I can't do that. I mean, the only choice you have, you feel like at this moment, is that you got to die. Not because you want to die. It's different from, it's a little different from suicide. I mean, you look at Les Landry now. He's overweight. He's obviously got problems with his legs because he's wearing compression stockings. He's going around on a scooter. And this is what's happening. And according to Dr. Naheed Dosani, a palliative care physician and assistant professor at the University of Toronto, Canada has reached a point where people are choosing to die not because they want to, but because they don't have adequate access to proper health and social services. Now, the question becomes why? See, we can look around here, and we can see in, like, California, where homelessness is just rampant. Most of the homeless live in California, most of the homeless in the United States. And it's the pestilence capital of the United States, and it's all this and all these things. And the biggest reason, they throw money at homelessness, and they buy hotels and everything, and they allow for people to live in these, but these people have a drug issue. So, these homeless shelters that they, these rooms that they provide for, if they take them, then they have to abide by the rules of wherever they're going to live, and that means you can't shoot up. Now, the homeless part of it is actually, it makes it easier to find people that are really in deep trouble as far as drugs are concerned, because when they do go into these homeless shelters, then they've got four walls around them, they'll just get their drugs and go in there and pop it and die in the room. Now, Mr. Landry uses a wheelchair. He has epilepsy and diabetes, but until recently he was able to live comfortably, sharing his modest home in Medicine Hat, Alberta, with his service dog. So I was, my first thing when I was looking at him, it turns out not to be the true case, but still, that's very manageable. It's manageable. So changes to estate benefits when he turned 65 in May meant his income was cut. And now he's left with around $120 per month after paying for medical bills and essentials. He's also got a rent hike that could mean his benefits no longer cover the cost of essentials, which places him on the brink of homelessness. He was interviewed by the DailyMail.com. He detailed his spiral into hardship and decision to pursue the bizarre made application process that's made state-sanctioned suicide a viable solution to his struggles. Mr. Landry sadly says, MAID is when the pain of living is more than the fear of death. How do you shut out the switch to both emotional and physical pain of poverty? And apparently he lost all of his disability benefits, and he has decided that, you know, they're going to go along with it because it's easier to do. Mr. Landry used to make $85,000 a year. He used to be a commercial truck driver. Then he suffered a hernia 15 years ago, and complications with the treatment left him with dangerously high blood pressure. He's had three mini strokes, and he's developed epilepsy. And that meant he lost his driving license and was unable to work. He has been recently receiving about $1,700 a month, plus other benefits, including a service dog allowance, medical transportation allowance, and special diet allowance. But after he turned 65, he was switched to a different benefits plan for senior citizens, and many of those benefits were cut. And his finances are now in decline. Mr. Landry pointed out, interestingly, that home visits by doctors ceased to be the norm decades ago, but they're willing to do a house call to kill you. And despite the fact that he told the doctor, you know, you would think a doctor would have access to, you know, he'd be like, he'd have the inside game to this, right? He would have the inside game to being able to deal and help Mr. Landry out. But no, they're just going to go ahead and try to euthanize him. So, in Canada right now, where they have government-controlled health care, it's easier now to die when you get into a position of medical difficulty or financial difficulty. And this is, you know, I just find this to be exceedingly evil, especially in light of the fact that we just spent $1.7 trillion here. We just authorized that to be spent out of this Congress, in this regime. What's that for? What could that do? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update.
The most eerie thing, and the train kept getting louder and louder.
At least 9 people are dead. More deaths are feared after dozens of tornadoes tore through the southern U.S. The National Weather Service said some of the worst damage was in Selma, Alabama.
I could hear glass just pop, pop, and I just said, let it end, let it end.
That's where a large and extremely dangerous tornado blasted the historic city and surrounding area yesterday. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling on Congress to raise the debt limit. In a letter to Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, Yellen urged Congress to act promptly to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. Rihanna is promoting her upcoming Super Bowl 57 halftime performance in a teaser trailer that highlights how it's been 6 years since she's dropped a new album. February 12th, State Farm Stadium, Glendale, Arizona. Dave Collins, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Sometimes you look back through history, unless you went to school recently, and you have no idea what history actually is, and you ask, how could they have done that? How could a nation as clear-headed, if persnickety as Germany, have rallied around the abomination of Hitler? How could the monsters of distant and recent past convince their fellow humans to do what they did to other fellow humans? Dictators may dictate, but there has to be others to carry out the orders, even if they do so unwillingly, though no matter what they say afterward, few are actually unwilling at the time. And that willingness is at the heart of the personal aspect of the question. And if we can gauge what we see around our culture today, the answer is for that is not only yes, but a very excited yes, an enthralled yes, an intentional yes, a blinding yes. It is the yes of the woke state, the yes of cancel culture, the yes of censorship, keeping power, of getting power, of desperately trying to win the approval of those in power so you get to be in the club. And the loudest yes is coming from the people who one day or currently do make up the vast middle management of the malevolence machine. See, because that's the problem. But the middle management, these are the doers. Take, for example, the bureaucracy of torture. Short of choosing random people to drag into the woods to beat to death, the practice of torture has levels of complexity that must be attended to by office drones. There is, to paraphrase Hannah Arendt, a certain banality to evil. An easy willingness to disassociate from a true understanding of the end results of one's seemingly mundane action. Now the woke state bureaucracy is following the same path, though today's feted functionaries seem more willing, more intent, more glassy-eyed, committed to the end results than a mere railway clerk scheduling timetables for the death camp trains. The woke state cohort currently in power absolutely believes that what they're doing, that they are doing what is best. And that's because they are on the right side of history, they think. Or, if, you know, history, if it is ever done again, will judge them positively. And the longtime embedded member of that woke state may better understand that manipulative lies are just that, but justify their action by telling themselves they have to do the right thing because they have a summer house and have been promoted countless times. The newer ones, the fresh from school, but truly unschooled, see their societal control as a force for good for everybody. And if they happen to get a good job with decent benefits for doing that, then all the better. And it is this middle where the most damage is done. Exploding numbers of education administrators, never-ending assistant deputies and vice presidents, mushrooming human resources departments, and the creation of an entire industry, diversity, inclusion, equity, to recreate that cudgel of racism and corrupted law enforcement and the security state and foundations and non-governmental organizations and the social economy and the media flags and the billions and billions of dollars funneled into the system to feed the beast. All intertwining to service a power structure intent on enshrining its future in amber. The people doing these jobs today are the same people who were attorneys at Stalin's show trials, copying basement confessions in triplicate and going home with a glow from the knowledge that they did their job well that day. The woke state claims that everything they're doing is to protect, purify, preserve, perpetuate, and promote that which this society truly needs. And the rest of us have to have faith that they're, what they're doing is true. And we've all seen where that has led to in the past. We see where it is going right now. And the outcome is not going to be at all different this time. Now the problem is going to be that there's going to be two Americas. And the whole, there's going to be a national divorce, I think. Because of this. Because for me, right, I'm a military veteran, right? So when I joined in 1984, when I threw my hand up twice in 1984 and said, I swear. Part of that was a contract between me and America. The military was America's representative. They had need of my services. They took my they accepted my volunteering for it. And in exchange for this, I was going to get this, this, and this while I was active duty, and then I'd be entitled to these benefits after I got out. I have never taken advantage of any of those because I've never needed to. I'm not even part of the VA system, and that's primarily because I don't want to be a member of the VA system. To the degree where I see all of this going, to the degree that I've even bought into some of this stuff here recently, all of us have to a certain degree. Some of you have it, and I salute you. But I have. Maybe that's because I don't know. I want to give the country that I defended the benefit of the doubt, although that's foolish. That's a fool's errand to go on. So I don't know. I sit here and I think about what we've got going on right now, and I think about how much money we have spent. We are $32 trillion in debt. And it has come to the point now. You know, with Hitler, before he started killing Jews, he was killing the mentally infirm. Because he thought that the German people were the Aryan race. the supreme human beings. And these examples of people that were German, who had mental infirmities, well, that was obviously a glitch. They're not supposed to be here. We are the human, we are the supreme human race. Now, without knowing exactly what it was that he found to be so bad about them that they had to go, he systematically killed all of them. Emptied out entire institutions. And we have where we are now, right? Where we are now, it is not. I don't have a hard time thinking to myself that at some point, it's going to start becoming. They're going to start lobbying Congress to have some sort of national euthanasia system. And once they get that in place, just like with gun control, because gun control is never enough. What we have right now today is now the 23,000 laws we have. That's not enough. That's not doing nearly what it needs to do, right? Because it hasn't stopped crime, because it was never going to stop crime. So when they get to that point where voluntary euthanasia is a boon to society, then they're going to start looking at the less desirable. And in the beginning, it'll be, you know, people that drug addicts and mentally ill people. But that will soon ramp up, and it'll start including people that just don't see eye to eye with the goodness of the state. That's we really don't need to go that far. We really don't need to go that far. But I mean, you can sit here and you can put it in your memory bank. This is where they're going. This is where they're going. And when they go there, will that be the line we cross? Or will that be the line that they've crossed? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load. Now we're gonna this is from the desk of David Kodria, because recently somebody that we're going to call him Concerned American. He runs the Western Rifle Shooters Association blog. He emailed David last Friday, and he attached a screenshot sent to him on Gab from a correspondent informing him that this guy had called the biggest FFL near him in Central Virginia, and they confirmed that the system in Virginia was down. They call this the V-check system, and it was down. This is something you have to go through to buy a gun in Virginia. No explanation as to why it was down, and no estimated time for repair. And the Virginia State Police, their official statement was unknown reason why this happened. David on was getting ready to actually visit Virginia. So he was getting ready. He was 2 hours away from leaving, so he had to do some really quick research. So first he went to the Virginia Citizens Defense League alert page. There was nothing there when he went there. And it did update. But, there was nothing there when he went there. What next? So then he decided to check in. You know, the National Rifle Association and Gun Owners of America are headquartered there. And, they didn't have anything going on there either. So he did a web search for Virginia FFLs and made some calls to confirm that what CA was telling him, or what CA was being told, was actually occurring. So then he called the Virginia State Police, who actually run the V-check system, and neither of their help desk numbers were to work, and they kept disconnecting him. So he went to Twitter and asked them what was going on. And what had happened in Virginia was the fire suppression system at the VSP headquarters data center got triggered, and I guess the sprinklers came on, and they drenched the nice computers running the databases. The techs were doing what they could to get things back up. And the VSP Twitter correspondent informed David all Virginia FFLs were notified yesterday by the Virginia Firearms Transaction Center. But the first two that David checked in with were surprised by it, so evidently not everybody got the word. But there was one other comment that just didn't sit right. Firearm purchases are not being denied, but delayed. and whoever was fielding statements for public consumption and came up with that nice little weasel wording was has evidently never read Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from Birmingham jail, where he wrote, "We must come to see with the distinguished jurist of yesterday that justice too long delayed is justice denied." VCDL addressed that when they informed their members of the outage. And they said the Virginia V-check system went down hard and it wasn't clear when it was going to be back up. It finally came up the next day. But it showed a glaring problem in the law in Virginia. All gun sales, even private ones, were stopped dead in their tracks until the system came back up. If it took a month, then gun sales would have been stopped for a month. Now, in Virginia, they have universal background checks, and that was the, and that's the problem, because even a private sale could not take place in Virginia while this was down. And VCDL said, of course, we ultimately want to repeal universal background checks in the future. Now, I'll guarantee you that anybody that was trying to sell a gun, if this went on for longer than 2 days and they got out there and said, well, you're not going to be allowed to sell a gun until we get this back up and running, there's going to be some guns changing hands anyway. Yeah. Using Bruin's historical understanding criterion, the repeal of the universal background check suddenly doesn't seem so far-fetched. Because back in the founders' time, the V-check would have required an army of dispatch riders and the approval could take weeks or longer to get back. And this is where the problem comes in. But, I mean, this is just like Measure 114 in California right now. They voted for it. They didn't have anything in place to actually make it work, to make it happen. And in the end, they even decided that if it hadn't been so publicized that basically guns were going to stop being sold in Oregon until they got things in place, they would never, they did back off. They said, well, let's just put it on hold until we get all this worked out. But that's the problem. See, nowhere in the Second Amendment does it say that states can completely preempt a fundamental right. And that's what these various states have done. They have preempted a fundamental right. They've taken control of it. There are certain things within certain decisions here lately that have been allowed to happen. Although I think the Bruin decision and the directions and directives that they've been given by the Supreme Court are going to have a big say in what's going to happen going forward. But like in New York, in the Antonyuk versus Negrelli case, they have backed off from that. They're not going to actually put a stay to that right now because they're going to kick it back to the Second Circuit because they have told the Second Circuit what we intend for you to do with this when it comes before you. So they're going to give them a chance to do the right thing. But that's one of those things where you get out there and you start saying to yourself, well, why would you give them that choice? The New York law at issue in that application presents novel and serious questions under both the First and Second Amendment. The district court found, in a thorough opinion, that the applicants were likely to succeed on a number of their claims, and it issued a preliminary injunction as to 12 provisions of the challenged law. So with one exception, the Second Circuit issued a stay of the injunction in full, and in doing so did not provide any explanation for their ruling. Now, I get why the Supreme Court, they were trying to show respect in the Second Circuit procedure. And this is not over. But, I mean, these cases are going to come before the Supreme Court really fast. They seem to really be moving really, really fast. And you know, I know what Alito and Thomas think about the Antonyuk case, what that, the way it's been handled. They praise Glenn Sutterby, who was the one doing all of, you know, doing all of the temporary injunctions and everything else. Eric Pratt said, while we could have hoped for immediate relief from the court, this statement from Justice Alito is incredibly reassuring, and that the court is completely prepared to step in and reassert the Bruin precedent should lower courts fail to properly and in a timely manner apply it in judicial cases where Second Amendment rights are being restricted. We look forward to continuing the fight against New York's draconian law. And hopefully this occurs on an expedited basis. If not, if the Second Circuit doesn't move fast enough, then you can expect GOA and all the plaintiffs to head back with a second request for intervention. And the justices have indicated that they will listen to that. So I don't expect the court will be nearly as patient with the Second Circuit the next time around. But this is, they're going to do whatever they can do to deny the citizens in these various states their fundamental rights. And even if it's a temporary inconvenience, they're willing to go that route. Which, on my best day, if I sit around and I say to myself, well, at least we get around to dealing with it. It's still that kind of pettiness. And these are supposed to be the guys in charge. So does it seem, when they're out there and they're willing to put your fundamental rights and just push them aside, do you understand now why they don't care if they end up killing you? You should sit there and embrace that. And don't get too swept up by it, because, of course, you will have a say in that. No doubt about it. We haven't gone too far yet. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.